amazing to me. I've never treated you bad.
Tomas, thank you very much for taking some time out to talk with me today.
It is absolutely my pleasure, Vicky.
I want to ask you something, Tomas, getting to the art and the musicianship that you bring to the table. And I want to talk to you about production and arrangements. Your songs, your records are stripped down, I guess, in a way, only they're stripped down with the most amazing production. For example, you know, when I first heard Up and Away.
In my head, I'm running again.
You know, immediately, here's this incredible melody, your soaring vocals, cello, pedal steel, and I'm thinking of Near and Far off the top of my head from Living a Lie. Is that from you? Did all that come to the recording studio with you? Because the production and arrangements are quite sophisticated.
Yeah, so I had the songs, and I sort of knew kind of exactly what I wanted to do with them. Like, I could hear what was happening. And I am a great, I guess, collaborator in the sense that I have sort of a cohesive thing, a very fluid sort of relationship with people. So I just said, okay, let's go. I met this amazing guy at a coffee shop. Yeah, that still happens, you know. You can still meet amazing artists at coffee shops, you know. Bring him into the studio. He sounds incredible. Let's bring the drummer, his buddy who's a drummer, sounds incredible. Let's bring the bass player who I've known for a while. He sounds incredible. I just sort of know if players have a sound and a style that I like, I just sort of know where it's going to fit. And we went in there and it just needed it. It needed that sort of diversity, you know, it needed that diversity. And we had the idea, we developed it in rehearsals, and it was quick, and we recorded in 4 days.
And the high's high.
We've actually prepared the songs in trio form for this tour, and I think it's going to be pretty interesting. We're taking a couple instruments and making a lot with them and still leaving a lot of space for the listener. Because I get blown away too much by too much sound. When people speak to you, there's a natural overtone to it. So I like music that contains this overtone, you know, where there's space, I can digest it.
You know, everything you just said about the sound is exactly the feeling that washes over me, certainly, when I listen to your records, and especially this last one. So to think of doing most any big project in 4 days is something, but certainly to make a record that lovely. Speaking of that, Fame tapped you on the shoulder a little bit more. My Living a Lie was in season 2 of the Netflix Flaked show.
Living a lie, something I've been getting good at. I understood that, you know I won't deny.
How'd that happen?
Sirius XM picked up a couple of the songs, and there was a particular DJ who is also a DJ at KCRW in Los Angeles who was kind of taken aback by the album. He sent me a message expressing that sentiment. Shout out Chris Muckley. And we sort of went back and forth and talked. And when I performed in Los Angeles for the tour of that last album, he showed up with the crew, and then we kind of chatted more. And I thought, man, there are these, just like you, Vicky, there are these people who just really really listen to music and care about music and curate that. And out of nowhere, he said, look, this song is so cool. I want to use it for this project I'm working on. So he has a company where he and another KCRW staff member curate some of these shows in Hollywood. So he said, there's this new show with Will Arnett. It's called Flaked. It's a Netflix comedy. And the song is perfect. I pitched it. And then, you know, a couple weeks went by. And I was just kind of concentrated on getting the tour together. And then he just called and said, here's a contract. They love it. They're going to put it on this episode. So, yay, money. You know, and I was like, yay, great. I can now tour a little bit more extensively. You know, it's a blessing that just came out of nowhere. And it's because of people who really listen to music and these gifted radio folks. I would throw you in that crowd, Vicky, and just that's kind of how it happened, you know? It's completely organically and out of the blue.
So when you watched the episode, how did that feel?
Yeah, it felt good, you know? I watched it with some friends, and, you know, they liked the show, and they were kind of geeking out a little bit, you know? Like, hey, oh my God, that's you. I'm like, yeah. It's a good song.
I agree, Tomas. And I'm so glad to see another tour underfoot. I'm so glad that we get to be part of that, that you're coming to Colorado Springs. You're coming back. And look forward to seeing you and especially hearing you.
Vicky, I cannot wait to play you what we've been working on. I'm very excited.